celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
I want to bring us a message on the dichotomy, and it's a big word, I'll define it for you later, the dichotomy between law and grace. Are you excited about it? Shout, this we believe, because the Bible says so. Jerry Bridges is a great author. He wrote a book entitled The Pursuit of Holiness. Let me define my terms. Do you understand the term holiness? Do you understand that God is absolutely, perfectly powerful because God is absolutely, entirely, and perfectly holy? Holiness is the result of innocence tested and proven. Okay, I'm gonna try to save people. Holiness is not about your dress. It's not about if you were raised in a different section of the country where certain words are not swear words. That's not holiness. In fact, holiness has nothing to do with outward things. That is a religious rule and rudiment that needs to go back to hell where it came from. Because it's not based in God's word. Let's get back to my dear brother, Jerry Bridges. Now, I want to break down every line of this, and I cannot. So please listen with heart open. He said in his book, The Pursuit of Holiness, this: God has made provision. Who made it? God made provision for our holiness. You cannot make provision for your holiness. You were guilty, judged, sentenced, guilty. But God made provision for our holiness. How? Through Christ, he has delivered us from sin's reign so that we now can resist sin. Not so we can continue in our sin. So that we can resist sin. But, well, this is so powerful, so profound. But the responsibility for resisting sin is ours. He did not take that choice from you. There has been a divorce in the church. And I'm not talking about marriage. It is the divorce between law. Now, get this word for law: legalism. Legalism. Religious rules made by men. Or you can choose to live in grace, which you and most of the church has interpreted as freedom to live without restraint. I have a right, I can do what I want, and nobody telling me what to do. I show up when I want to, I'll do what I please, and I will gossip about anybody that tries to make me do otherwise. This is the meaning of dichotomy. It's very simple. A division between two contradictory idea. Paul said, I chose to know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified. He also said, I have made the choice at the tree to know no person according to anything they have done in their flesh. Boy, that just cut the legs out of 90% of the church. Well, yeah, but there's no yeah, but. Take it to the cross. The book, which is right and they are wrong, the book calls us to walk both in the grace of God and the standards or law of God. Too many believers take mindless, thoughtless refuge, as everybody in this culture does, to live on the razor edge of one extreme or the razor edge of the other. No middle ground. No room for compromise. No room for I hear you. I don't agree, but I value what you're saying. The sad result becomes this dichotomy or division between those believers who are living with complete license and sinful carnality, and on the other side, so-called believers living in the dusty death of religious regulations, and they believe they're Barney Fife. They got one bullet, but they're not allowed to carry it. Look, are you able to handle this? Because it's not surface. It's not. The responsibility for this spiritual, you know, disorientation is twofold. Number one, that world out there, that pleasure-addicted culture, has a magnetic pull upon our souls. It's constantly seeking to get a hold in your life. That's the reason God said, be strong, be of good courage. Woo. Number two, a lack of exactly what I'm doing today, orthodoxy and doctrine being taught to modern Christians. I wrote a book on this too. It's idolatry that creates a God, get this, who is conducive to whatever lifestyle you have chosen to live. Here's the way we live now as Christians. Just step right up to the Vanna White spinning wheel of grace and choose your own subjective truth and personal reality. Subjective. Not based on anything. How can you build a house without a foundation? John 17:17 answered that whole business for you. Jesus said, Father, sanctify them, set them apart, make them different by your truth. Your word is truth. Period. God's grace, at least the Bible version, is not an excuse to relinquish our responsibilities to God, to his kingdom, to our fellow believers, and to this world. In fact, it's quite the opposite. There is a delicate mystery. There is a fine balance, a narrow way, a chosen path, a highway to heaven forged and paved by grace. But it is not the path of pleasure seeking and self-indulgence. It's not the path. Nor, let me jump on the other razor blade, is it religious tyranny propped up by man-made rules. It is a boulevard of God's grace, informed of and protected by grace, informed of and by protected by the law of God. This issue is not only a dichotomous one involving enslavement by fleshly passion on one hand and the oppression of a million demanding laws and their so-called enforcement agents all around us in the church. The profound, the perplexing question is this, and it's for every one of us. Say, he's not talking to you. He's talking to me. I'm not talking to your wife, your kids, your brother, your mother-in-law. I'm talking to you. Who have and will you choose to make your master? Who will you choose to be bound to? Well, what a paradox that is, right? Because who among us could ever imagine willingly choosing bondage of any type, kind, or sort? Given the opportunity, human persons will not choose bondage. And that is precisely the problem. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. We used to sing an old song, say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody love you like Jesus. Not you, not your mama. I didn't come to preach a sermon today. I came to change lives today. Any person who emphasizes entitlement, I have a right, it's nobody's business. Those who emphasize entitlement have no interest in heaven and no fear of hell and certainly no revelation of the cross of Jesus Christ. Because for them, any message, you know, where they'd have to face any opposition, oh my God. Where they would ever have to face actually doing hard work. Ah! They have an allergy. Any mention of, come on out on Sunday night. Come on out to prayer on Monday night. Come on, let's go witness our faith. Any mention of self-sacrifice or servanthood, you mean I'm not going to get paid? Has no appeal to such, air quote, believers. Because, after all, they already deserve everything. They are entitled to everything, and by the way, at zero cost to them. I'm convinced, y'all, I really am, that no person who understands the price of their salvation paid by Jesus Christ would ever spend one second attempting to figure out how they can offer as little to God as possible and still make it to heaven. Rather than asking what they should be asking, how close to this cursed culture is what they ask. Can I get and still make it to heaven? We should be knelt at the base of that bloody cross and pleading how close to Jesus can I possibly get and remain on this blue marble planet? Once you've been touched by the life-transforming grace of Jesus Christ, your search for the meaning of life has found its fulfillment in a sacrifice crucified on a tree outside of Jerusalem. We were all the walking dead, sentenced to eternity, separated from God in a flaming prison called hell. And after your last vestige of hope had taken wings and flown away, the living Savior became the dying Christ, and the dying Christ became the resurrected Lord, and he alone can set you free from an eternal sentence of indescribable suffering and torment. This is the pearl of great price. This is the end of your search. This is the true secret, the ultimate gift, and unplumbed depths of God's glorious grace. May we fall so in love with Jesus, become so eternally thankful for his cross, that we become completely surrendered to him, so that any slight claim that he might place upon our lives is welcomed with open and thankful hearts. Only after we love his cross will we become joyful travelers on the road leading to divine purposes and the freedom of God's grace and the protection of his law. Stand with me. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my sovereign die? That the question is asked, would he devote that sacred hit for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? Jesus groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, divine love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Isaac Watts penned that poem after having a revelation of the cross of Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This entire message can be summed up by one simple but profound word: surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. You know, for four decades now, whenever, wherever disaster strikes, the compassionate missions outreach of Bridge of Hope has always been there. And that, my friend, is only possible because of the generous gifts of my faithful partners just like you. You know, we're stronger together, arm in arm, united in our purpose. Your compassion is making a difference of eternal significance in the lives of countless families across America and around the world. Around the world, they're facing the grim reality of famine, lack, starvation. It's hard to hear, I know, in America. Year after year, decade after decade of war, of conflict, extreme weather
have combined to rob the very lives and the livelihoods of multiplied millions in Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, all over the Horn of Africa. And that's why I am blessed to be extending our Save Them Matching Challenge. Our partners on the ground have asked that I maximize our relief efforts. The need is simply that crucial, that critical. Because of the help of amazing friends of this ministry, your compassionate gift today will be doubled, think of it, doubled in impact up to $50,000. Thank God. But you understand, I can only extend the deadline just a few more days. It has to end on June 10th. Your generous, loving gift of only $48, think of $48, will help feed 16 children who are at this very moment wasting away from the devastating effects of famine and starvation. The fields, they're barren. War has forced many, many thousands to flee their homes alone and desperate. They turn to you and me today for help. If you've already given, and I thank you for it, would you pray about another gift? The situation is that desperate. A gift of $96, less than $100, will help give life. Give life, an emergency aid to 32 children. Think about the impact of changing the future of 100 children. You can do that if you'll join me today with a gift of only $300. Help me. Help me meet. Help us exceed our goal. Our goal right now, 150,000 meals. So please call right now. You can call day or night. There's always a caring breakthrough friend ready to receive your call. And you can also sow securely at rodparsley.com.
Bridge of Hope must extend our appeal to help provide food and emergency aid to the desperate and dying suffering in the Horn of Africa. Our partners in the hot spots of hunger say the need is great, and children in some refugee camps are dying at an unheard-of rate. Please respond quickly with your $48 Bridge of Hope love gift. It will be doubled in impact to help feed 16 children as we extend the $50,000 Save Them Matching Challenge. Your generous gift of $96 will provide food and emergency aid for 32 children. Mothers are watching their children suffer from the lack of food at no fault of their own. The situation is critical. Please consider a very special gift of $300. Nearly 100 children will live because of your generosity. Let's save lives and restore hope. Call day or night, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter today. This limited time matching challenge extension expires on June 10th.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
You know that when hell gets to cutting up, it's just an indication that the biggest breakthrough that you've ever seen before is on the horizon.
There's some stuff nobody knows I did, and you forgave me for it, and you died for it, and you were wounded for it.
The more the devil fights me, the more I'm coming out with a punch, baby. I won't stay here another day.
You shouldn't be worried about any attacks. The attack is the indicator of your closeness with God.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we're about to change the world.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Multiplied tens of thousands living in the Horn of Africa have been forced to flee what meager homes they had. Their crops have all failed, and war threatens them. Mothers cry at the sight of their children in their arms, growing weaker and weaker with every passing hour. If you're a parent, like I am, or possibly a grandparent, you understand their anguish, their suffering. Earlier this year, south of Darfur, 3-year-old Adam was already on the brink of starvation. The refugee camp offered very little relief and even less hope. Adam lost his valiant fight for life. Right now, every 2 hours, another child perishes because they have no food. But it doesn't have to be a never-ending statistic. Your gift right now to Bridge of Hope can help provide life-sustaining food and minister the love of Jesus to these suffering children and so many more living there in the Horn of Africa. After you call with your very best gift, would you consider asking a friend to join us in this mission of mercy? Together, you and I, all of us, can accomplish monumental things for the kingdom of God. Please call right now or give securely at rodparsley.com, or you can even rush your letter to me in the mail. But I'm asking you, please, please do your very best today.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.